You Say That You Want to Be Like Christ by J.R. Miller. The art of photography is now so advanced that a whole page of a newspaper can be taken in miniature so small as to be carried on a little button, and yet every letter and point be perfect. Just so, the whole life of Christ is photographed in this one little phrase: The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. He did not come to be served. If this had been his aim, he would never have left heaven's glory, where he lacked nothing, where angels praised him and ministered unto him. He came to serve. He went about doing good. He altogether forgot himself. He served all he met who would receive his service. At last, he gave his life in serving. He gave it to save others, to redeem lost souls. You say that you want to be like Christ. You ask him to print his own image on your heart. Here then is the image. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. It is not a vague dream of human greatness which we are to think of when we ask to be like our Master. The old monks thought that they were becoming like Christ when they went into the wilderness away from men to live in cold cells. But surely such a dream of uselessness is not the thought which this picture suggests. To serve, to give our life, that is the Christ-like thing. Instead of fleeing away from people, we are to live with others, to serve them, to live for them, to seek to bless them, to do them good, to give our lives for them. That is the meaning of the prayer for Christ-likeness.